Our first reading is taken from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 14, and that is on page 748 of the Pew Bible in the Old Testament. And reading verses 7 to 10, and then 19 to 22. So Jeremiah, chapter 14, starting at verse 7. My people cry out to me, even though our sins accuse us, help us, Lord, as you have promised. We have turned away from you many times. We have sinned against you. You are Israel's only hope. You are the one who saves us from disaster. Why are you like a stranger in our land, like a traveler who stays for only one night? Why are you like someone taken by surprise, like a soldier powerless to help? Surely, Lord, you are with us. We are your people. Do not abandon us. The Lord says about these people, they love to run away from me, and they will not control themselves, so I am not pleased with them. I will remember the wrongs they have done and punish them because of their sins. And now 19 to 22. Lord, have you completely rejected Judah? Why do you hate the people of Zion? Why have you hurt us so badly that we cannot be healed? We looked for peace, but nothing good happened. We hoped for healing, but terror came instead. We have sinned against you, Lord. We confess our own sins and the sins of our ancestors. Remember your promises and do not despise us. Do not bring disgrace on Jerusalem, the place of your glorious throne. Do not break the covenant you have made with us. None of the idols of the nations can send rain. The sky by itself cannot make showers fall. We have put our hope in you, O Lord our God, because you are the one who does these things.
So this comes from Gospel Luke 18, verses 9 to 14. The parable of the trees and the tenantar. Jesus also told this parable to people who were sure of their own goodness and despised everybody else. Once there were two men who went up to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood apart by himself and prayed, I thank you, God, that I'm not greedy, dishonest, or an adulterer like everybody else. I thank you that I'm not like that tax collector over there. I fast 2 days a week and I give you 1/10 of all my income. But the tax collector stood at a distance and would not even raise his face to heaven, but beat on his breast and said, God, have pity on me, a sinner. Tell you, said Jesus, the tax collector and not the Pharisee was in the right with God when he went home, for all who make themselves great will be humbled, and all who humble themselves will be made great. Thanks to God.
So this was something that was meant to be an illustration for children of that reading that Grace just read to us. But I'm sure we're all young at heart and we'll all enjoy watching this illustration. And I said to Rosemary before the service, I can give a long sermon, but I'll do something for 2 minutes. And this is what you'll all remember about today in 3 weeks' time. So I'm sure that that's what will happen. So if I were to say to any of you here today, I'm going to give you a gift. You can have it in this lovely, smart, shiny, posh-looking box with a lid on it. Or you can have it in this rather tatty-looking brown box that's seen better days. No lid, so you can see there's nothing in it. You'd all go for this one, wouldn't you? It's human nature, isn't it? But that's not what Jesus was trying to say in this parable, was it? He wasn't saying who looks comes across as the best person. So what we're going to do now is we're going to try and fill the boxes. Now, these aren't celebrations. Other sweets are available to represent God's grace and mercy. This is God's grace and mercy. And after the service, I'll put them on the table and you can all partake of God's grace and mercy. So these sweets represent God's grace and mercy. So I'm going to pour the sweets over both the boxes and we will see whether, I'm sure you've guessed, this box represents the Pharisee and this box represents the tax collector. So we're going to pour the sweets over both of them and we'll see who gets filled with God's grace and mercy the most. I'm sure you've all worked it out already because you're all very intelligent people. So as you can see, God's grace and mercy has been floating around, but none of it's gone into the Pharisee, has it? Because the lid was very firmly on. Whereas the tax collector, wow, now full of God's grace and mercy. So I'll leave that there just as a visual reminder for you to look at. And afterwards, I'll collect them all up and you can come and share them after the service. That's something to look forward to later.